Hi, I'm Rob.
I'm Katie.
And we're
Livin' Lovin' Disney.
Come join us on our podcast where we talk about all things Disney.
Like our trips and cruises, our DVC resorts, tours of the park, after our parties, and our family's crazy Disney life.
We've got some older episodes for you to listen to and get to know us a little bit.
Keep on dreaming.
Hello, everybody. This is Rob.
And Katie.
Welcome into this episode of Livin'
Lovin' Disney.
All right. Hey, Katie, tonight we're going to be talking. First of all, before we even start, thanks for joining us for the show. We're going to do a little bit of a restaurant, not really a restaurant review, a little snack areas that we discovered while we were at Disney World last time. So, hope it'll be a fun little informational episode for you. So let's go ahead. And we're going to go through. We're not going to go a specific park exactly. We're going to be jumping around into different parks and stuff. So anyways, let's get on it.
But we will tell you what park we're in where we found.
Yes, we'll tell you where these places are at. So
okay.
What you got there first, Katie?
First on the list, we are in Epcot. And we went to Le Halle's Boulangerie and Patisserie. And we got some wonderful macaroons and strawberry tarts. Actually, it's a great little shop. They have all kinds of little snacks and pastries. On one side, it's all dessert items. And on the other side, they'll make you sandwiches, fresh sandwiches on fresh French bread, etc.
It's
a bit of a line, but it's really good.
It could be kind of a hard place to find, though.
It is. It's back in the corner. It's kind of a hidden secret.
So when on the way to Ratatouille, it's before you go around the corner.
Correct.
To go back into the area where Ratatouille is.
Correct.
So it's kind of a little alleyway or something in there, right?
Follow the fountain.
Okay.
Back
now,
to the corner.
Now, is this the place that you also found gluten-free stuff in?
I did.
Okay. So if you are a person that... It's gluten free. I'm sorry.
this is
a good place.
Yeah, they do have some really, really good macaroons and some gluten free snacks in there, and it made my daughter extremely happy.
Yes, we have a daughter that's gluten free, and this is a great find for her and anybody that has to eat gluten free.
Yeah, they sell macaroons in packets, or you can buy some special flavored ones. And the raspberry lemon is to die for. You just killed my speaker.
You're all right. Keep on going.
It is to die for. So I have a hard time sharing those, but I have to. So I do. Next.
All right. So right in the same, on the same street or alley, there's an ice cream place there. And... it's really good. It's got different kind of ice cream. Obviously, it's France Pavilion area. So they got different flavors there. And I don't remember if the ice cream is actually... It's made differently, isn't it?
It is. It's creamier. It's not like ice cream. It's more the consistency of sorbet. Where it's really smooth.
Is there any way we can look up
some of
the flavors that they have there? Because they really do have some different flavors there. So if you're into like odd flavors and things.
They do have some crazy
They have some
stuff.
Very odd ones. Katie said this many times, I'm a one trick pony, but I like your basic, ice cream flavors and stuff. I don't get into the really extravagant stuff.
Let's clarify. What flavor of ice cream is the only ice cream in the world to you?
I don't know. I like strawberry.
Oh, you like strawberry. What kind of cookie is edible?
Chocolate chip, of course.
Are there any other edible cookies in the world?
Well, there is, but that's the best one.
Okay. One trick pony.
Hey, I like more than strawberry, but I do like myself a good strawberry ice cream. But this place, did they have strawberry? I don't remember if they even had a strawberry, but I think they did. But they did have some different flavors. So if you're into that, this is a good place, and it's good ice cream. The other thing that we found there was something really kind of cool, wasn't it?
It was pretty cool.
And I don't remember what, I can't say what it is because...
Because you don't know.
Well, I don't know. And I couldn't pronounce it if I did. Like, I had to go in there. I saw this guy got one. I mean, we had been in there once before on the same trip, I think. And then we went back to Epcot again and went in there again. And I said, remember those things that guy got that they put in the press? And a guy behind me had just gotten one. And I asked him about it. And he's like, yeah, they're really good. You got to give it a shot. And I asked him about, you know, did it melt the ice cream when they did that? And he's like, no. So
explain what it is.
So is it a roll of some kind? I guess it's a roll or some kind of bread.
And so they take a freshly baked...
croissant?
Basically. Well, bread. Okay, here, I'll tell you.
And they got this press, like a waffle iron kind of a thing?
Like a panini press.
Okay. There you go.
But it's got a hole in the middle so it can kind of hold a scoop of ice cream without smashing it flat. So they take a fresh homemade brioche bread and they cut it in half. And then they put caramel or chocolate or whatever flavor
whatever you want
in there. And then they put a scoop of ice cream in the middle of it. And then they... put it together and press it in this panini press.
So your ice cream's in this bread.
Yes. And amazingly, the ice cream doesn't melt. But the panini, it turns into this nice warm gooey...
like kind of like an ice cream sandwich in a way, but different.
It was different, but the bread's nice. It's toasted.
It was really
right.
Cool.
It's really good.
It was really cool. So what was this place called again?
This one is called... L'artisan de glace.
Can you spell that?
It basically, if you say it in English, it's kind of like an L apostrophe. Artisan de glace.
Artisan.
Artisan. De of ice. So it's the artist of ice cream, ices.
Okay. So it's really cool. You got it there. So let's go through some of the flavors they got.
No, they have some fun. And they have macaroons in this one, too, that you can get. But flavors. They have the originals. They have vanilla. They have chocolate. And then they have candied peanuts with chocolate peanut fudge ice cream. Cinnamon caramel apple ice cream. Coffee ice cream. Yogurt and blueberry ice cream. Mango sorbet. Strawberry sorbet. Caramelized pecan ice cream. Coconut white chocolate ice cream. Caramel fleur de sel ice cream, which is good. Mint chocolate ice cream, raspberry sorbet, and pina colada sorbet.
Okay, so there you go. I mean, if you get, I mean, even if, I don't know if any of those sound good yet, I mean, it's worth checking out and trying. They got some basic flavors there. Like I said, I'm not into these weird flavors or anything. So, and I just tend not to go there because if I don't like it, then I just wasted.
It's too expensive.
So, anyways, check that out. It's pretty cool. Both those shops are pretty cool. And that's over in Epcot in the France Pavilion.
Back in the aisle.
Right before you go around to Ratatouille.
It's on the other side.
Yeah, it's not back where Ratatouille is.
It's before the aisle before you go to Ratatouille.
Right.
So follow Beauty and the Beast fountain and go back behind there and go back in there. And you'll find these little treasures.
There's a Beauty and the Beast
fountain up in the front.
Okay. Well, that's a good little... And there's a little shop there, too.
Yeah, I think there's all kinds of little shops and stuff.
Shops in there.
And you can get a little tiny cup of ice cream, or you can get a little bigger size, or you can get it in a cone.
In a waffle cone.
Or in your brioche, which we discovered this last time. So, pretty cool. I like to find it because it's really, really smooth. It's a smooth ice cream. It's really good.
All right. So... there you go. That's Epcot. Those are the two places there that we found. Now, let's go to the next place. We were over in Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a hankering for something to eat, you know. We weren't like starving or anything, but it was time to maybe fuel up a little bit. And then we ran into this place called Sleepy Hollow. Now, if you haven't been there, Sleepy Hollow's right Liberty Square.
Yeah.
Really. Right there. And if you come out of Liberty Square and you bank and go on the side of the castle to get into Fantasyland, that's where this place is at.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's kind of catty-corner to the Reflections Bridge.
Right.
Right there. And you can snack and eat right there next to the Reflections
Bridge. Yeah, they
have
seating there.
It's a really pretty spot to actually sit.
And it's not, they don't have a huge menu. They only have a few things on there, so.
That's true. Only a few things, but they're intriguing things. I had heard about these waffles with fruit in them and that they were to die for. You had to try it. So I had looked for it a couple of times, couldn't find it. But this time, found it.
Let's say what they
and
are.
And they have...
I mean, the title of these things will speak for itself.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right here. Huh? In the notes there.
Stay calm.
Sorry, Katie.
You better.
Well, there you go. Right there.
Yep. So we had... There was two of them. So they had a sweet and a savory. And the sweet one had hazelnut, chocolate in it, and then all kinds of chopped up fresh fruit. So strawberries, bananas, blueberries. It had just this nice fat taco waffle of fruit. And it was yummy and messy.
Yes.
And then the other one was a sweet and spicy chicken.
Chicken waffle.
Chicken waffle.
Now, I don't know that I've ever had a chicken. I've heard chicken waffles, but mm-hmm. I've never had a chicken waffle. So... we decided
we would get one of each. Yeah. That way we could try them both.
Yeah. So.
And it's a great little snack. They were both very good. The chicken savory one was really good. The fruit one was really good. It was a great little snack.
They were both good.
Mm-hmm. Good and messy. You will need napkins.
I stepped out of my comfort zone. There was something else they had there. You remember what that was? It was some kind of sandwich, wasn't it?
They do have other things in there.
It's not a lot. They don't have a lot
of stuff. It's like a four things and then a bunch of like sodas and stuff.
Right. So it's not a big menu or nothing.
No.
It's a great place to go get a snack, and they're good. And you could, and if you're not a like, if you don't want to eat the whole thing yourself, you could split it.
Yep.
They were pretty big.
Yeah.
So you could split one if you're just, you know, two of you and you just want to split a waffle, chicken waffle or a fruit waffle thing. You could split it. And be good with that.
And we do that a lot, just so that we can try different things.
Yeah.
We'll split meals and split stuff.
So we had that, and we had Aaliyah and her friend with us, and
of course they wanted it.
They weren't with us when we went to get what we got, but they were hungry because I think we had heard from them. Mm-hmm. But by the time they caught up with us, they were still hungry. So we went back to the place that same night.
Yeah.
And we got them again.
Yeah.
And so they enjoyed it, you know. So
yeah, they were really good. The kids loved it. They're big hazelnut fans anyway.
So that's Sleepy Hollow over in Liberty Square area in Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. Now, I'm told there's one of these things in Disneyland, too, but I have not seen it. Somewhere by the Haunted Mansion.
Really?
We'll look next time we're over there.
Okay. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And we'll see. We'll see. Now, the other type
mouse
of...
tell you that or something?
Absolutely. Now,
oh boy.
What do you think of... We had both churros and bubble waffles.
Okay.
Now, we'll start with churros.
Okay. I'm telling you that I've heard in the past mm-hmm. that Disneyland has better churros than Disney World. We had churros at Disney World. They sucked.
They were not good.
Now, we also had churros with Eden. Now, we found churros in Animal Kingdom, and I can't remember was it a bar?
It was a little restaurant bar area that, and I could
Animal
pull up the
Kingdom.
Name on it, in Animal Kingdom that makes gluten-free churros.
Yes, and those were
baked.
Actually,
really
those
good.
Were better than the churros.
Yeah, they were actually better than regular
that we
ones.
Had, yeah.
Because they were
Definitely.
Really fresh, and they were just, they're small, but they were really good and fresh. And,
yeah.
Gosh, so, can't remember the name. I'll have to look the name of that
one
up.
What was the other thing? And then we had, okay, so that's in,
That was in downtown Disney or Disney Springs,
yeah,
I think we had them.
Disney
and they have
property.
Different dipping sauces for them. It doesn't help.
No.
They just don't have the right texture.
So then Katie wanted to try this. She had passed this up a few times, I guess, down in Disney Springs. You read about it?
I read about it, and then I went looking for it.
About a bubbly waffle. What was this place called? This was over by the... If you're down at Disney Springs, and you know where the merry-go-round is, and I think there's like a co-op kind of store.
As you first come in. And it was kind of tucked off on the right as you're walking in. I didn't see
it. Walking on the Rainforest Cafe side of Disney Springs. There's the merry-go-round there. It's right in that area.
Yeah.
And what was the place called again?
And it is called Market Snacks.
Yeah. And it's the Bubble Waffle.
And they have bubble waffles
Marketplace
in there.
Snacks.
Yep. And everyone was... Online, I saw them posting, oh, this looks great. And the pictures look so yummy.
So how many different bubble waffles did they have?
I think they had six. They had one flavored kind of towards different characters. They had kind of a Mickey and a Minnie one and a Goofy. Yeah,
they looked good.
They were good. They were full of... So it's a big bubble waffle that they coil around it.
And I couldn't... decide which one I wanted.
But he finally did. And there's one that's got like more peanut butter stuff in it. There's one that had cookies. And I got one that had all kinds of fruit in it.
Guess which one I got. I think I got one with strawberry.
You did.
Strawberries in it.
Yes, you did. That was the mini special. And then there was a little candy and I think a little piece of chocolate or something on the top. And then they drizzle like caramel or chocolate or something
on the
top.
They look really good.
They're messy. And they
look
so delicious.
Oh, yeah.
But
they're messy, and the reason they're messy is why?
It's ice milk.
They melt quick.
They milk super fast. They melt down, and the ice cream is watery. It's like ice milk instead of ice cream. If they put in a really hearty ice cream in there, that was a good ice cream. They would be ridiculously good. They melted so fast, the waffle got soggy.
But you know what, though,
I really
enjoyed
it.
I mean,
cream.
The waffle itself,
the waffle was
yummy. Wonderful. If the ice cream didn't melt as fast as
turned
it did,
liquid.
I could have totally enjoyed the whole thing. But the waffle had really good taste.
This is what I call a great idea that missed the target. Why stop short and go with a cheap ice cream when you got a great idea going on?
Because some people didn't have dairy in it.
I don't know, but it's like an ice milk is all I can say. Ice milk is not as creamy. It melts too fast, and it just doesn't hold the flavor.
Well, there's something with ice milk for some reason. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's people think it's healthier or something. I don't know.
I don't know, but you're eating a big fat bubble waffle full of candy and crap. Are we really going healthy?
That's true.
Give me the good stuff.
Sometimes
if I'm going to suck it up and eat it.
Well, I got that healthy ice cream. I can eat all the other crap.
I got fruit on there. That's healthy, man. Give me the ice cream underneath
there's milk in that waffle. I mean, there's eggs in the waffle. I mean, yeah. But it's a good... I would try it. I would definitely tell you guys to go there and try it. It's worth the try. It's good.
It's worth a try. If I could take the ice cream from Epcot and stick it in that with the waffle and the stuff on it, sheer heaven. But that ice cream's missed the mark for me.
But it's worth going if you're up for an ice cream snack. It's worth getting. At least try it once. I mean, it doesn't taste bad.
Just hand me the bubble waffle with fruit in it. Skip the ice cream.
I don't know. The bubble things were kind of weird.
They were good, though. The waffle itself tasted really good.
It tasted really good.
Had good flavor.
Actually.
It smelled so good standing there while we were cooking them.
I literally couldn't finish it because it just got so... messy. I just shoved as much down my neck as I could.
Threw the rest away.
And then I just had to get rid of it because it was all over my hands.
Yeah, because the waffle just gets mushy at the bottom.
But it did taste really good. So, and that place was called
Marketplace Snacks.
Marketplace Snacks in downtown Disney.
Yep.
All right. What do we got next?
We got some other ones, right? I think you did most of our snacks already.
Did we get them already?
Because you only wanted to do snacks. We will do another one with meals.
Well, we can go. Let's go to, did we talk about Casey's Cornhole? Cornhole.
It's corn dogs, baby.
What are you talking about, Rob? Casey's Corner. Okay, I think we talked about this already because we talked about the fireworks show last time, but the girls were had a hankering, so Katie got some corn dog or hot dog bites. Were they corn dog bites?
Corn dog bites.
Okay.
And I thought,
I never had a corn dog bite.
It can't be too bad. That's the first time. And that's what the girls wanted, corn dog bites. And I'm like, all right, fine. So we're here.
They were bad.
It was late anyway. It was after the fireworks show and they were both hungry. So we went in there and it was packed. And we had to, like, Rob finally found a table to stand at so that we could eat.
Yeah, it was packed. It was packed. And nobody, I mean, everybody was just leaving their crud
nobody
all over
was
the
bussing
table.
Tables or anything.
Everybody would eat and leave their trash all over the tables, right? So I just started picking trash up. I started clearing tables myself. I'm like, this is ridiculous. There's nowhere for anybody to go.
He's such a good guy.
So I just started bussing tables to get clear off for some other people could have somewhere to sit, you know? So think about that, guys, when you're at the park, you know, there's trash cans right there. Yeah. Just go the extra mile and
pick up after yourself
and
others.
Pick up yourself, and if you can, you know, bust another table. You know.
Not going to hurt you, you know, to help keep it clean. Instead, everyone just stands around and complains about the mess instead of doing something to help clean it up. So anyway, step off that soapbox.
All right. So
we got our little corn dog snacks and we're standing there eating them and they were not good.
They were okay. I didn't know what to expect anyway. Were they a little greasy?
They were little. They were greasy.
I never had to compare it to. I never had corn dog bites before.
No, I've had corn dog bites that were good. These were greasy. Maybe it was into the night.
Sorry,
I don't know.
Casey's corner.
I didn't care for them.
Maybe you just had a bad night.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know if you know that there's corn dog bites there, but they're there if you're like corn dogs. And if you're a quick snack, I mean, maybe you get lucky and they won't be greasy. It was late.
It was late. It was the end of the night.
And
I don't
packed.
Know.
And you know, I get sometimes. I mean, sometimes you go to Ohana's and if you get the late reservation,
bad,
you won't get as good. The stuff isn't as good or isn't cooked or something. We've had that experience. So sometimes it determines how good your food's going to be.
It does. It does. It can affect it. So I'll probably try it again at some point for, you know, a quickie. Because Casey's is open late where a lot of places aren't. If you're hungry at the end of the night and your kids are dying. It's obvious that everyone knows that Casey's Corner is open late because that's where everybody ends up, is at Casey's. And it is just packed to hoot. So don't be the one caught after fireworks with a hungry kid. Go find something to eat before it gets late or take something with you and, you know, eat later. But don't be stuck with nothing to eat but Casey's.
Wow. It's right there.
It is right there. It's easy.
Top of Main Street.
Yep. And a hot dog. Now, those hot dogs were like the biggest foot-long things I've ever seen
those
in my life.
Those look like way bigger than a foot-long.
That was ridiculous.
To me, I thought they were bigger than a foot-long. I was like, holy crap.
I never tried that. I'm not a huge hot dog fan.
We ever had a Casey's Corner hot dog?
We had a hot dog. I think we did on one of the after-hours special nights. Yeah. Casey's was one of the places.
Did we have one of those hot dogs?
I did not have a foot long. I had a chili dog.
No, some probably regular size.
I don't know what you did. They were just regular.
I don't think I did not have a foot long. I think I just had a regular size. I look at those foot longs and go, holy bunch.
Yeah, they're really huge.
Yeah, they're big. So if you're in the mood for a
really
big
hot dog,
there you go.
So anyway,
all right. So that's our little bit on some of the walk ups. So let's go over. Should we hit them again? Sleepy Hollow, in Magic Kingdom. Mm-hmm. You got Casey's for corn dog bites. Mm-hmm. Magic Kingdom, and.
Sleepy Hollow.
I already said.
And you
Sleepy
said
Hollow.
Marketplace.
Marketplace in Downtown Disney.
Mm-hmm. L'Artisan de Glace.
Ho ho ho. And that's over at Epcot.
France. Le Halle's Boulangerie. Patisserie.
Not lingerie.
I didn't say lingerie, honey. That's just where you are. Boulangerie.
Okay.
Boulangerie.
Okay.
Come on, ho ho ho.
Oh, that's a French I know. Bébé le Pew. Shut up. Okay. So those are the places. I hope you got those names. I was trying to go over them again.
Yeah. Each time we try to do something new, we try a new place. I look through, I look at Facebook, I look at the sites, and I kind of follow different people. And if somebody mentions some secret place they found or something they something new, I try to write it down and check it out. Let's go try it. And right. I am more than at least a one-strike out girl. I've got to give it a couple of chances, unless it's really bad.
Well, you never know.
You just caught them on a off night. Right. Like Ohana's, I've had wonderful and I've had miserable. So
right.
we've had both ends of the spectrum, but I won't give up on Ohana's completely yet. Oh. So... Oh. Anyway.
All right. I think that's going to do it for this episode. It's kind of a shorty, but you know what? That's okay. It's okay to have a short one. Hope you enjoyed that. Hope we gave you some ideas to do when you go to the park next, places to eat.
And if there's somewhere you want us to check out, drop us a line. Let us know what you want, and we will go figure it out.
Facebook page and leave us a message.
Okay.
All right. You guys have a great week. Thanks for listening, and we hope you're having a good life.
Stay happy.
Stay happy, be good, and see you next time.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.